Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the Axe 22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3431 BN. Today's date is August 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State D's Illegals Voting Scheme Exposed, Social Security Hack, Military Intelligence, Justice. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, it definitely looks like they are now being pushed down a path. And everything that Trump has been doing has actually been setting up roadblocks where the deep state players have no choice but to push their cheating agenda in a different way. And think about it. Go back in time. Go back to 2020. Back then, they cheated in the election by releasing a virus. They used mail-in ballots. They used drop boxes. They shut down the election so they can feed in those ballots. They hid everything that they have done. They covered it up because they didn't want everyone to realize what they have done here. They overthrew the United States government. At that time, who was monitoring all this? This was the military. The military was monitoring everything. And Trump, he depends on military intelligence. Actually, he actually told the reporters that he does not want the clown intelligence. He doesn't need it. Why doesn't he need it? Because he's getting his information from the military. And the reason why he's getting the information from the military is because since the deep state players cheated in the election, and then they had the insurrection against a sitting president, the military is in charge. Now, of course, everyone's like, well, I don't see the military around. Well, again, this would scare the people. Number two, you cannot have a counterinsurgency without the people behind you. And if people saw the military, if people saw Trump walking around with the military on the streets, going into D.C., the people would not be for this. This would turn into a gigantic civil war. And Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. They knew that that's what would happen. This is why he keeps the military in the background. This is why he uses the military intelligence. This is why he's not going to accept the clown intelligence from the NSA, CIA, FBI, and the rest. There's a reason for that, because he knows that is the corrupt system. And he knows that the deep state players, they're going to cheat in this election in 2024. Now, what he's been doing, he's been setting up roadblocks. Remember, he took over the RNC. Who was controlling the RNC? Do you really think this was Republicans? You really think this was Patriots? No. He got rid of the RINOs, Republican in name only. They're the Uniparty. He had to get rid of them because he needed the RNC to do their job. Plus, in other states, a lot of patriots were elected into certain positions and a lot of investigations were going on. And you could see American First Legal and other institutions, they were working to change the laws. And Trump now is training, not just himself, the RNC and the rest, they're training lawyers, poll watchers, and everything else. So what they're actually doing is they're going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat the way they did. Now, remember, I do believe that this is one gigantic sting operation. And this has been going on for a very long time. While the sting operation is going on, the other part of it is waking the people up. This is why we're in this pause. That's what Trump calls it, a pause. He needed to put the deep state into place. And he needed to show the people, look how they're going to destroy this country. Step by step by step, they're going to destroy it. And you're going to see it with your own eyes. You're going to hear it with your own ears. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, this will actually increase and it will become very, very dark. You'll see them try to bring us to war. You will see cyber attacks. You will see everything that they want to do. And basically what Trump is doing is he's waking the people up. Now, those people that woke up a long time ago, this is really not for you. Yes, you're watching it play out. Some people are getting nervous about it because they are now seeing it, even though they're awake and they don't like it. But again, this is for the rest of the country. Remember, most of the country, they're still sleeping. And to wake them up, you need a jolt. You need a gigantic slap in the face to wake these people up. And that's exactly what Trump's going to do. But remember, the other part of this is a sting operation. He caught them cheating, basically back in 2016, caught them again in 2020. Yes, we can count the midterms in there. 2024, he's actually pushing them to cheat in a different way. But we could see that they're trying to cheat by doing what? Having the illegals vote in the election, even though they're not citizens. Now, we have Attorney General Paxton. He put out a warning. He's doing an investigation. He already knows that there are illegals voting in the election. We had Trump giving a warning. Anyone that assists the illegals, doesn't matter if you're illegal or you're a U.S. citizen, you are going to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law because it's completely against the law. So the question is, how are they going to try to cheat in the next election? How are they going to use the illegals? Well, remember the Social Security hack. All these Social Security numbers are now flooding the entire country. It's all over the place. And the hackers, who are the hackers? Do you really think it was the Russians? Do you really think it was North Korea? No, it was the deep state players. What did they need? They needed the last four digits of the Social Security numbers. Because think about it. If you change the voting form and you require only the last four digits, can you have people vote? Even if you are dead, you're not on this planet anymore, but you still have a Social Security number, can these numbers be used? They needed these numbers. Think about how many people they let into this country. This is what they're going to try to do. Now, once again, is it going to work? No, they would have to use the mail-in ballots. They would have to make sure that these individuals do not show up to the voting booths. But I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are going to do is they're going to turn the tables on them and make it where, no, you must vote in person. Because again, like we said from the very, very beginning, they're actually setting up roadblocks to make sure the deep state players go down a certain path where they're going to use a cyber attack to try to manipulate the election, number one, which means people are going to have to go use paper ballots, or they're going to try to delay the elections, which means people are going to have to use paper ballots, which means people are going to have to show up in person. They're going to have to voter ID and the Social Security number trick that they're using, the cheating system that they're using, will not work. And again, Trump is dependent on military intelligence, and Congress doesn't oversee military intelligence like they do with the NSA, CIA, FBI, and the rest. So in the end, I do believe Trump is trapping all of these people in this, gathering the data, gathering the information. And yes, this will be used against them. Think about what Trump said during his rally, that he's going to actually have accountability and he's going to hold these people accountable, especially what happened out in Afghanistan, what happened with the elections, what happened with the economy, what happened with the open borders, all the people that were involved in all of this. He is going to have accountability, especially those people within the agencies. He's already telling people, as soon as I'm inaugurated, you better have your resignation on my desk. Because what do you think the probes are going to be? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to investigate all of these people. Now, these people know this. Remember, this is the final battle. They're going to fight to the very end. And I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they are leading these people down this path. And you can see the cyber attack narrative is really building right now. And I do believe it's going to get a lot worse in the month of September. You're going to see a lot more cyber attacks, a lot more information about the election infrastructure to build that narrative that something might happen. Remember, their entire goal is to do what? Their entire goal is to bring us to war. Their entire goal is to cover up all their crimes, to bring us into the Great Reset, to make sure Trump does not become president of the United States, to make sure that the people, well, the world that they know is destroyed and it's depopulated so they can rebuild it the way they want. the people of this country are about to stop them from doing all this. Actually, the World Economic Forum already let us know that there are disasters headed our way. And I do believe Trump, the Patriot, and I do believe Dan Scavino sent a message letting us know that, no, don't worry, the Patriots are in control. The real generals are in control. And I do believe Trump, he needed them to overthrow the United States government in 2020 so the military could protect the country. Who's protecting us? The real generals. It doesn't mean they're on the streets. It doesn't mean they're flying around in helicopters. It means they're monitoring the entire country. They're making sure the deep state players are in check. They use military strength to do this. And actually, we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the border right now, because Trump is heading down to the border and he's actually going to show the people that the border is a complete and utter disaster. But during the DNC, we had a Texas sheriff who was speaking on Kamala Harris's behalf, and he's trying to convince everyone that everything is fantastic. Colin Rugg put this out and said, "The Texas sheriff who said Kamala Harris is tough on the border at the DNC previously called her and the Biden administration out for failing to protect the border." So going back in time, he was on MSNBC and he wanted Kamala Harris and the Biden administration to come down to the border and he want them to see what was really going on at the border. And now all of a sudden he's at the DNC and he reversed everything he said. And he said Kamala Harris did an incredible job at the border. Now, why would someone do this? Was this person paid off? Or did he have kiddie porn on his computer and they used this as blackmail? Take a listen.
"Has been fighting border crime for years. She's gone down to Mexico and worked to stop the traffickers. And when the traffickers didn't stop, she put them in jail."
"Tell us about what you are asking for. What are your needs?"
"Well, right now, thank you for having me, first off. Right now, what I'm asking for is for the president or a member of his administration that can make decisions to come down and talk to not just me, but at least 12 other Texas sheriffs from major counties in the state of Texas that are dealing with this issue firsthand. So I'd like to see somebody from Washington come down here, get boots on the ground, get eyes on the issue at hand, and then talk to us, a bipartisan group of Texas sheriffs that are really taking a common sense approach, because we have to."
And that should tell you everything you need to know right there, that these people are either bribed or blackmailed, and in a moment's notice, they will reverse course just like that, which means it's a lie. Think about everything that they lied about. They lied about the job numbers. They lied about the fuel numbers. They lied about inflation. They lied about what was going on in the Middle East. They lied about the border. They lied about everything. Everything out of their mouths is one gigantic lie. Now, remember, Trump, he's at the border and he put this out and he's giving a speech today at the border. He said, "Today, I'm going to inspect the southern border and to meet with the victims whose loved ones were attacked and murdered by illegal aliens set free into America by Comrade Kamala Harris, the radical left Democrat presidential candidate who didn't receive one vote and in her early attempt to win against crooked Joe Biden was the first one out of 22 people to quit the race and never even made it to the first state, Iowa. The choice in November is simple. Comrade Kamala Harris will bring in hundreds of thousands more illegal alien rapists, drug dealers, killers, but President Donald J. Trump will keep these same people out of our country and send them back to the countries where they belong. I will keep America safe under Comrade Kamala. America will be the most dangerous country anywhere in the world. It will revert to third world status very, very quickly." And he's absolutely right. So think about it. They know what's going on the border. They've caused this problem. This is part of their 16-year plan. They've been lying about the border numbers, just like they lied about the job numbers. So do you think the numbers are much, much worse than what we even understand? I do believe so. But what's very interesting, this reminds me of Post 3094. And there's a picture of a watch, which was, the time was 3:15. The post was January 5th, 2019. Watch number two was 3:42 and posted March 2nd, 2019. And this refers to a tweet on Twitter back in 2019. And this is March 15th, 2019. And it says, "Declaration of national emergency on the southern border was authorized by U.S. Attorney General William Barr in the Oval Office at 3:42 p.m. So that's interesting. So basically, these two posts with the watches, they point to the declaration of national emergency on the southern border, which means something's going to happen on the border. Trump is at the border, which is very, very interesting. Down below, it says the real fun starts soon. So there was already a declaration that we have an emergency at the border. We see we have a major border problem. It's a national crisis. It's a national emergency. And once an event occurs, how is this going to reflect on Kamala Harris? How is this going to reflect on Biden? Reflect on Obama, Hillary Clinton? Because remember, they're all pushing this. The fake news is pushing this. How are they going to explain this away? Now, of course, they're going to try to spin this. But again, it's not about the news. It's about the people and what they're experiencing. The people seeing it for themselves and how they're being lied to. Remember, the people understand they're being lied to now. The people are awake. It's very, very different than 8 years, 10 years, 12 years ago. The people aren't buying what the deep state is now selling. Why? Because we have other platforms. We are not censored on those platforms. The information can get out there freely. And this is something the deep state players are trying to stop. They don't want this information out there. Remember, they want to control the flow of information. But they lost the flow of information a long time ago, as soon as Trump came into office and called the news fake news. Remember, it's all propaganda. They're allowed to lie to the people, and they're allowed to leave important information out. Yes, they can skew polls. Yes, they can tell you lies. They can repeat debunked information. They are allowed to do this. It's the same thing with Nazi Germany. You repeat a lie enough and you make people believe it. That's what the news does. If you notice, throughout the day, what does the news do? They keep repeating the same thing with different people. It's just over and over and over. Why? Because they want you to convince you that these things are true when they're really not. If you switch to certain networks like CNN, MSNBC, they're pretty much saying the same thing. If you switch to your local stations, they're doing the same thing. It's a propaganda machine. They developed it this way. Why do you think they're trying to go after Elon Musk? Right now, a federal judge ordered Elon Musk to unseal the list of shareholders involved with X Holding Corp, giving the public an official look at the investors who aided his $44 billion purchase of the platform. Now, we know some of these individuals that invested, but again, why would they want to do this? Well, I think they want to go after these people, but on the other hand, if you really think about it, it's going to show who the patriots really are and who is really for free speech. But again, the deep state players, they really want to go after those individuals, and they want to put pressure on these people. And you have to remember, going back in time, when Twitter was not owned by Elon, who was actually controlling it? Yes, they said it was a private corporation, but who was actually controlling it? The clowns. Paul D. Thacker put this out, and it says the following. One, Twitter files. Democrats and media claim Twitter 1.0 was a private company that made its own decisions despite Biden administration pressure to censor. But new emails show Twitter hired a lobby shop staff with Biden and loyalists and then coordinated with Biden's State Department. Two, this is John Hughes with Albright Stonebridge Group, the commercial diplomacy firm founded by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, wrote Twitter's lobbyist to a senior official at State. Twitter was seeking advice and help. Politico reported around this time that 10 of Biden's top foreign policy crowd came from Albright Stonebridge. The blob. Albright Stonebridge chair was Madeleine Albright, who also sat on the board of the Atlantic Council. Matt Taibbi reported that the Atlantic Council was also pressuring Twitter to censor and had State Department grants. So State was pressuring Twitter to censor, but Twitter partnered with State to deal with the censorship in India. Does that make Twitter a private company, free to make its own decision, or one reliant on State Department approval? Well, once again, we know that the State Department, the clowns, they were actually controlling the social media platforms. And if you think it's only Twitter, well, think again. It's Facebook. It's Instagram. It's YouTube. This is why they built those companies up. Yes, the clowns were involved in all these companies. And they built them up and they created a gigantic censoring machine. The code that they were creating censors people. It wasn't for free speech. It wasn't for anything like that. They wanted to censor people. They wanted to censor narratives. This way they can control the flow of information. But again, this completely failed. The people, they moved on to other platforms that were not censored. And this is giving the deep state a huge problem. Because again, when you lose the flow of information, especially when you're in information war, what do you do? Yes, you can keep repeating on the fake news, but their ratings are dropping like a rock. No one's paying attention there. People are going to social media platforms to find out information. So what do you do in the end? Well, you tried to shut down those platforms, which they're trying to do in Brazil, which they're trying to do in the EU. And sooner or later, when they can't control Truth, when they can't control X, when they can't control Rumble, they're going to actually shut down everything. And they would like the fake news to report on anything. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. I think Trump and Elon, they already worked this problem out. I do believe this is why Elon got a lot of the contracts. I do believe this is why the satellites are up in orbiting the planet right now to make it a lot easier to actually put us back online. And I do believe the Space Force was also involved in all of this. Now, we could see that everything that is happening out in the Middle East is now starting to break down. Remember, I do believe what they tried to do is they tried to push the war off as best they possibly could for after the DNC. They didn't want this happening during the DNC. And this is why they were pushing this ceasefire deal, which basically nobody really wants because it doesn't benefit either side. And basically, they're just putting a lot of pressure on Israel, and they just want Israel to stop doing what they're doing. But Israel is not going to stop this. OSINT Defender put this out and said, the ongoing round of ceasefire and hostage negotiations are reportedly on the verge of collapse, with both Egypt and Qatar telling the United States that there is almost no chance that Hamas will agree to the current deal. In addition to this, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is refusing any kind of compromise regarding the Philadelphia and Netzarim corridors in the Gaza Strip, which he states will remain under the control of Israeli forces to prevent another October 7th. So the Harris-Biden administration, they are now pressing Israel to give in to Hamas's demands on the hostage deal, which means that this is not going to happen. Not at all. Again, they pushed this off until after the DNC, and I do believe at this point in time, we're going to see things really break out now because the DNC is coming to an end, and we're going to see major problems in the Middle East. And I do believe at this point in time, we're going to see war start to really pick up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that Trump was accused of committing massive crime with reported phone call with Benjamin Netanyahu. And Trump, he's been accused of violating federal law by the American Muckrakers PAC after allegations were made. He called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to discuss the ceasefire deal the U.S. is helping to negotiate between Israel and Hamas. So basically, they got this information from Axios on August 14th. And it was repeated in Reuters, which cited two unnamed U.S. sources who were briefed on the call. And the claim was reported again by PBS host Judy Woodruff. So basically, they based all this on unnamed people. They had no proof whatsoever. Netanyahu denied this. Trump denied this. And then all of a sudden, we had Woodruff come out and say, yeah, basically, I just based this off Axios and Reuters, and I really didn't investigate it. I didn't look to see if there's confirmation of this. I decided just to tell everyone that, yeah, this is what happened. But what's very interesting is when you look at Axios and Reuters, you really can't find anything about this, and it doesn't really make any sense. Or were they just trying to put a lot of pressure on Trump and trying to make it look like he did something wrong with the Logan Act? Actually, if you look back in time, who actually violated the Logan Act? Oh, that was John Kerry. It was Obama, who was following Trump around when he was visiting other leaders of other countries, and Obama wasn't president at the time. I do believe they're the ones who committed or violated the Logan Act. And basically, this is going to show that this is what they did, not what Trump does. Remember, they like to project everything onto Trump. So basically, this whole story just completely and utterly fell apart. But Trump, he let everyone know, and Team Trump put this out, and it says, President Trump, and this is what he said, peace in Europe has been shattered by the largest European land war since the fall of the Nazi Germany. It would not have happened If I was president in the Middle East, the Jewish people have suffered the worst atrocities and deadliest attacks since the Holocaust. The United States has been forced to abandon more embassies under Comrade Kamala than at any time in our history. The world is on fire, and Kamala and Biden have marched us into the brink of World War III. And I do believe that's exactly what is headed our way, because an economic crash, a border event, and a nuclear war, which is World War III, this is going to wake the population up like we've never seen before. Because think about it. Think about all the people in the D Party that are all for Kamala and they're all clapping their hands and all these people are for them. These people, number one, don't even know what her policies are. They can't name one thing. They don't know why they're voting for her. And when war is approaching and they realize that nuclear war is headed their way and there's an economic crash, they're going to be looking towards who? Kamala Harris. Biden, not so much, because I do believe she will be the acting president and she will have to handle all this, which means it's going to put her in a very difficult position and people are going to go, okay, you know something? This person can't handle this. It looks like we're going to war and people are going to be very afraid and this is going to wake a lot of people up. I'm not saying 100%. I say we're not going to wake up about what, 4 to 10% of the people, but the rest of the people, they're really going to wake up and they're going to start to realize that Kamala is not the way to go at this point. And even if they bring in a change of batter, that person, what are they going to do? Are they going to say they're going to usher in peace? They're all part of the same party, just like with the economy. They could try it. It's going to fail in the end. Trump is going to usher in peace. You think people are going to look at whoever they're bringing in compared to Trump? Trump had no wars. If they bring in Hillary, her husband had wars. If they bring in Michelle, her husband had wars. Trump is the only one that had peace in our time. If you really think about it, he ended all the wars. So who are people going to believe? I do believe in the end, they will believe him no matter what. Because if you're faced with a nuclear bomb dropping on your town and you and your family going to war, people will find that will to change. It's very hard to explain. When you say it, people don't believe it. You have to experience it. Think about what you felt like during 9/11. Think about what you felt like in the beginning of COVID. Think about how people were afraid, scared. Let's just talk about our health. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us are running on fumes. And exercising and eating right just becomes another thing on your to-do list. But I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be hard. That's why I take Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables, no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day gives you a simple and it's real nutrition. Field of Greens feeds your body with fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. And let me just tell you, you're going to have energy throughout the day. There's going to be no afternoon crashes where you need a nap. You're going to get better sleep at night, and even your stomach is going to feel better. That's why Field of Greens is my go-to for getting the nutrients I need, even on those bad eating days. I'm sure you'll love Field of Greens, but if you don't, you can return it for a full refund. I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Just click the link at the bottom of this video. So are they going to want war or are they going to want peace? See, when people are trapped in reality and reality hits home, that's when they find the will to change. Forget about all this talk. The talk is cheap. When people experience it, when they feel it, that's when they make a change. And I do believe this is going to be more leverage for Trump as we approach the presidential election. And what's very interesting is we can see they're pushing the entire agenda of COVID, Mpox, monkeypox, and they're continually doing this. Right now, China CDC reports new COVID-19 cases hit nearly 20% right now. In Thailand, they've confirmed the first case of the new Mpox virus strain. It's amazing how all this is just happening right around the presidential election. It's like someone planned it or something. And now Thailand has become the first country in Asia to detect the new mutant, and they're starting screening that's going on, which means the WHO and the rest, they're going to spread this around, and you're going to start to see other countries screen all this, which is going to scare the people, and they're going to try to ramp this up, because what do they got to do? They got to cheat in the election. But I do believe in the end, it will fail. But think about why they're doing it. Think about Social Security numbers. Think about them changing the election forms. Think about the mail-in. This is why they're pushing this, and they're pushing it very, very hard. But once again, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have set up many, many roadblocks. You're going to see a lot more lawsuits before the election, and this is making it tougher and tougher for the deep state players to pull this off, which means they're going to have to go in a completely different direction, which I do believe they will. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, we know that the deep state players, they want to show the people of this country that Trump isn't a viable candidate. And this is why they brought the indictments against him. This is why they convicted him, because they want him to go to prison so they can use this as a talking point. And they're going to do this very, very close to September, October. And you can see that this is how things are playing out right now. Julie Kelly put this out and said, writing for my Substack, defense attorney David Fisher explains how the SCOTUS ruling on presidential immunity should eviscerate Alvin Bragg's case against Trump. Juan Merchan, without holding any evidentiary hearing, just like Judge Shukan did initially, will issue his opinion on Trump's motion to dismiss based on Trump versus U.S. on September 16th. It is expected the compromised Juan Merchan will deny Trump's motion, which is immediately appealable. Merchan has a sentencing hearing 2 days later. Here is Bragg's response to Trump's motion to dismiss on immunity grounds. Bragg wrote this half-literate brief on a mere 23 days after SCOTUS opinion was published. The arrogance of Bragg and Merchan is stunning. So this is what he wrote, and she highlighted a certain part. For one thing, defendant failed to preserve an objection on immunity grounds to most of the evidence that is the subject of his current motion. And in any event, all the evidence that he complains of either concerned or wholly unofficial conduct, or at most official conduct for which any presumption of immunity has been rebutted. That's very, very interesting. Unbelievable. So basically what they want to do is they want to throw him in prison and they want to use this as a talking point. And this is what they're going to try to do. Is it going to work? No, I do believe what's going to happen is if they do take a picture of Trump in jail, him behind bars, this will be put on every mug, every shirt. He will sell a lot of it. The people will rally behind him and you're going to see more and more people behind him. And this is going to fail, just like the DNC is failing right now. They have riots all over the streets. The city is a complete and utter mess. And people have a very difficult time walking down the streets with what's going on here. And these individuals that just changed costumes, remember, they were BLM protesters, and this was Antifa. Then they changed their costumes, and now they're Palestinian protesters. And they're doing the same exact acts. They are burning the American flag. They're doing the same exact things. And actually, there was an Antifa protester burning a flag, and someone came out and basically grabbed the flag and said, no, you're not going to do this. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said the following: so disgraceful to see the burning of the American flag and the desecration of police cars at the Democrats' party taking place in Chicago. Five people have been killed since the start of their convention. Congress should immediately get to work. Anyone burning the American flag gets 1 year in jail. Just do it, DJT. And they should do it. Because once again, this is all the deep state players. These are the thugs. This is their foot soldiers. And it might look like it's not their foot soldiers, but really think about it. They can't come out and say, hey, we're all for Palestine. Because the Jewish people, the people that support Israel, they would reject this. And the deep state players, the D's, they know this. So they have to walk a very, very fine line, even if they piss off their foot soldiers right now. Because again, later on, when they're losing, when they don't care, they can then switch around and say, you know something? No, we're for Gaza. We're for the Palestinians. We're for all these people. And these people will come to their side. And all of this will just go away. And they can use these people for what they want, which I do believe that they're going to start to change costumes as the election approaches. And they're going to change into Trump supporters. They're going to change out of their Palestinian costumes. Some will stay in their Palestinian costumes. But I do believe they're going to start to do the old switcheroo, just like they went from BLM to Palestinian protesters. So I think that's what we're going to see. But during the DNC, we saw a lot of people speak during the DNC. And one of the individuals was the Capitol Police Officer Aquilina Gonnell. And he claimed he almost died on January 6th. There's one problem. He didn't almost die on January 6th. He suffered no apparent physical injuries. He lied to Congress. And there's a video that proves it. And basically, when you start to look at this, you can see that all these people right now, they're just liars. Because once again, what do? They bring in criminals. They put them into these positions. They hire the people they want. Yes, these people are liars. They're criminals. They're cheats. They're mostly bribed, blackmailed. This is the criminal syndicate. That's what you're watching. They can't even tell the truth anymore. But you could see with what Harris and Biden is doing, they are now losing the Muslim base. George put this out and said, a group called Muslim Women for Harris and Waltz just continued their support for Kamala Harris after the campaign banned a Palestinian American from speaking on stage at the DNC despite being scheduled. Remember, they have to walk a fine line, and they don't care if they piss off these type of groups right now, because they're not as large as the Judeo-Christian groups, and they know this. This is why they're walking the fine line right now. But again, I do believe that this is going to change, especially when they lose the election. Now, we could see that Kamala, she is not popular, even though the fake polls are out there, and we'll be talking about that in just a sec. She is basically a loser. And think about it. Go back to what happened in 2020. She was like the first one gone out of 22 people running for the Democratic nomination. She couldn't get any people to vote for her. It's a complete and utter disaster. This is why they're keeping her hidden, because, again, when people hear her speak, people freak out and go, holy crap, she's a moron. And think about it. What policies? What is she going to say that she accomplished? She was in the White House for 4 years with Biden. What did they accomplish? Nothing. They destroyed the country. They know this. And the people, I think, are starting to realize this. And it's starting to happen very, very quickly. Paul Bedard put this out and said, Kamala, voters aren't wowed by Harris. Just 41% of women think Harris is the best. 41% of Hispanics. Even among Democrats, less than three quarters are wowed by Harris. Just let her do a debate with Trump. You know what's going to happen? This is going to completely break down, and the people are going to say, you know something? She's a moron. She did nothing but destroy this country, because Trump would be calling her out on every single issue. But the other thing that's very interesting is that during the DNC Black Caucus meeting, they said we got 70 days to act right. After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. So they're just putting on an act to get Kamala elected? Is this all a show for the people? Of course it is. Everything that they're doing, everything that they're saying is one gigantic show. They just want to tell you what you want to hear. And the fake news backs them up. Trump, he responded to this and said, at the Democratic convention, they said, we've got 70 days to act right. After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. What they mean is that they want to get elected and then destroy our country with radical left Marxist socialist policies. We can't let this happen. And if it does, we won't have a country any longer. The USA will be reduced to ashes. And he's absolutely right. But don't worry. They had Oprah. She took the stage and she's hitting against Trump. She's telling that she was on the receiving end of racism, sexism, income inequality, even though she's worth $2.7 billion. And basically, she's making herself out to be a victim. And remember, she had a TV show since 1986 when she was 32. So basically, she's been in the top 0.01% almost her entire adult life. Really think about that for a second. And when she was up there hitting against Trump, because again, all these people, they don't have issues. They can't tell you what they accomplished because they haven't accomplished anything. So all they can do is take their attention and put it on Trump and use all these words and emotions. And they hope that people believe him. But it looks like Trump and team, they decided to counter all of this very, very easily. Scavino put this out and it was a thank you note from Oprah to Donald Trump. January 11th, it looks like this is 2000. It says, Donald, I received the book excerpt. I have to tell you, your comments made me a little weepy. It's one thing to live a life of integrity, still another to have people like yourself notice. Thank you, Oprah. Too bad we're not running for office. What a team. That's very interesting. So basically, he just countered everything that Oprah said with this one thank you note. And again, they're putting all these people up there and they're trying to pretend that they're the victims. But if you really look at the Democratic Party, these people are very, very wealthy. And it's very difficult to play the victim when you made a successful life for yourself in this country. And actually, when you start to look at their entire narrative of protecting women's rights, well, how are you going to protect women's rights when they can't even define a woman? Think about that for a second. So if you can't define a woman, how are you going to protect their rights? You can't. So that narrative just fell apart. Now, of course, what is the fake news trying to do? They're trying to hide everything that Kamala has done, but that is now failing. Daily Mail put this out and said, Kamala Harris' dream of stopping cops responding to 9/11 calls resurfaces and her worrying argument for why the U.S. doesn't need a law enforcement response. Don Jr. responded to this and said, it's mind-boggling to me how the media is trying to make Kamala's very well-known and very long and radical history just magically disappear. Don't let them lie to you about who she really is. And when you look at the DNC, they've now mentioned Trump 204 times, immigration 14 times, crime 16 times. Basically, they don't want to even touch the issues because they have destroyed everything. And you know what's very interesting is about 70% of Democrat voters don't know Kamala's policy positions. They just have absolutely no clue. So when you ask these people questions, why are you voting Kamala? Name one thing that she's done. They can't even answer it. But for those that were surveyed, they told Media Research Center that they get their news from ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and MSNBC. I think that explains the entire thing. Because again, they hide certain information from the people. Even Fox News hides information from the people. I think Elon Musk pretty much sums it up. Propaganda isn't just about creating fake news. It's also about hiding real news. And this is what they do. They hide information from the people so they can't make a decision. They hide that news, then they give you the fake information to try to build a narrative. But again, this is now all falling apart because again, when you look at fake news and then you go to other places and you see the documentation, you see the real information, people start to think and they go, wait a minute, why wasn't I told this? Why is this fake? Just like the poll numbers, they're all fake. Now, Kamala Harris, she's going to accept the nomination tonight without giving a press conference or providing many policy details. Anyone surprised about this? No, because all they needed her to do was stay quiet. Don't speak to anyone. We're going to pump you up like a bad movie. We're going to use fake polls. And after that, we don't care. And if you notice, everything's starting to shift. Red Eagle Politics put this out and said, pre-DNC, Polymarket, Harris 52, Trump 48. Polymarket now, Trump 53, Harris 46. How can this be? I mean, all of a sudden everything's just switching around? No, we've known this from the very, very beginning. Think about the poll that Elon put out yesterday. It's almost 6 million people. Trump 73%, Kamala 27%. The polls that you're listening to on ABC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, and the rest, you know how many people they actually poll? 2,000. Out of the 2,000, how many are Democrats? How many are weighted Democrats? How many are Republicans? This is how they manipulate the polls. When you look at the raw numbers, this tells you the truth. This is how propaganda works. They just fooled you. And what they do is they keep repeating it over and over and over to make you believe. And you believe that, oh my God, Trump's in trouble. Kamala's coming. It's all fake. It's been fake for a very long time. The more you listen, the worse it gets for you. It makes you crazy because, again, that's what a propaganda machine does. It makes you scared. It makes you afraid. It makes you worried. It makes you all these things. Why? Because that's their job. That's what they're programmed, and that's why it's called TV programming, programmed to do. But I think Scott Adams pretty much sums it all up. This presidential race is not about politics. We have left that realm. Now it's about common sense policies, such as protecting the borders, versus batshit crazy stuff no sane person can defend. That's why all the smart people are leaving Harris. And he's absolutely right. And Obama knows it. The deep state players know it, Soros, the rest, they all know this. They know that Kamala Harris is not going to be able to pull this off. I mean, it'd be great if they left her in there. This would be very, very easy for Trump. Be a piece of cake. I mean, no matter which way you look at it, it's going to be a piece of cake for him. But again, if they left her in there and left Waltz in there, this would be absolutely incredible because every day they would be hit over and over and over. And their poll numbers would be dropping like a rock. I don't even think the fake news, just like with Biden, they won't even be able to spin these numbers. That's how bad they will be. And as things get worse and worse in this country, you think anyone's going to believe them? Absolutely not. This is why I think Obama is going to most likely bring someone that is in that is detached from the Biden administration. But again, it looks like they're preparing to cheat in the election and they're going to give it a go. Now, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and George put this out, has just confirmed that non-citizens are getting registered to vote across the state. His undercover investigators caught various Democrat-linked NGOs giving voter registration forms to people at DMV locations. The investigation has already confirmed that various nonprofit organizations have been located outside Texas Department of Public Safety driver license offices, operating booths offering to assist in voter registration for persons doing business at the driver's license offices. But all citizens have already been presented an opportunity to register to vote as part of the process of renewing or being issued an identification card or driver's license. So there is no obvious need to assist citizens to register to vote outside DPS offices, calling into question the motives of the nonprofit groups. The undercover operation has been conducted throughout major metropolitan areas of Texas and are ongoing. AG Paxton has also launched an investigation into the findings. I expect arrest, charges, and imprisonment. Absolutely. But think about how they're actually doing this. You see, they want these people to register and they want to change the basic registration forms. And we could see how they're going to do this out in Arizona. Liz Harrington explains, this is how they're padding the voter rolls with illegal aliens. Arizona Adrian Fontes redesigned the voter registration form in violation of HVA to solicit the last four digits of your Social Security number first instead of the driver's license. SSA doesn't support citizenship status through HAVA. So why do they only want the last four digits? Well, remember, we just had a hacking of all the Social Security numbers. So if you take all these Social Security numbers from everyone in this country and probably get these Social Security numbers from all the people that are no longer on the planet, and you give these people the last four digits, you can actually have these people register. So once again, we see what they're doing. And again, this will be stopped because they're doing everything against the law. And actually, this time around, Trump has the RNC, has American First Legal, and many others on the ground to combat this. And I do believe each time Trump stops them, I don't mean him himself, all these people working for him, I do believe he pushes the deep state into moving in the direction he wants them to move. The Oversight Committee put this out and said Chairman Comer and Representative Mace are looking into recent reports about a possible cyber attack executed against the national public data by a criminal group identified as USDOD. It is reported that the personal information of the nearly 3 billion people was compromised, including stolen data such as Social Security numbers, phone numbers, email addresses, and mailing addresses. If true, this data breach likely represents one of the largest cyber attacks ever in terms of impacted individuals. In a letter to the National Public Data President Salvatore Verini, lawmakers requested a briefing on the breach. And who do you think actually really did this? This was the deep state players. They needed the mailing addresses. They needed the phone numbers. They needed the Social Security numbers. Because if you have all these illegals, what do you give them? You got to give them this stuff. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. And again, they're not going to have enough people to actually cheat this time around. Remember, they do not have what they had back in 2020. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've been putting up all these roadblocks, changing laws, having some states use paper, some states saying, okay, we're going to actually look at the original ballot compared to what the results were. So I think in the end, this is going to completely and utterly fail and they're going to have to change tactics. But again, I do believe this is all part of the plan going back from the very, very beginning where Trump said, okay, we can't go directly at the deep state players because if we do, they're going to start a civil war And they would. Think about if Trump took the military, went directly at the deep state players, tried to arrest them. The deep state at that time was in power. The people weren't with Trump. Yes, there were a lot of people with Trump, but the country was not with him. And Trump tried to go after them. The deep state would do what? They could set off a nuclear explosion in one of the cities. Do they really care about the people of this country? Absolutely not. They would say, okay, it's your move. What do you want to do? Guess what would happen? A war would start. He decided, you know something? No, we must follow the Constitution. We must follow the Declaration of Independence. The people must take back the country. They must see the true enemy. This is why he gave us the pause. He didn't want to give us the pause, but I do believe that this was the only way to wake the country up. And the pause is not over. The awakening is not over. Take a listen to what he said.
An honor to have served for 4 years. I wish we didn't have this break. The only thing good about the break is it shows how bad it can get, because we've never had a country that's been in shape like this country is in right now. It's
MJ Truth Ultra put this out, and he's pointing to Trump's hat where it says 45-47. The dash is the break. That was done on purpose. That was the pause to wake the people up. Yes, he took control of the country with the military. He made sure the country is going to be safe, which I do believe it's going to be safe. Yes, we might see things happen, but we're not going to enter World War III. Cities aren't going to be blowing up with a nuclear explosion. We might see events occur. We might see something happen maybe out in the ocean, but I don't believe that we're going to go to war. I do believe we will get very, very close to war. We will most likely be attacked. But I do believe the military is in position right now to make sure that this doesn't go any further than that. And in the end, Trump is going to hold all these people accountable. He put this out on Truth that says the following. The voters will hold Kamala and Joe accountable this November. And when I take office, I will ask for the resignation of every single senior official who touched the Afghanistan disaster. I want them on my desk at noon on Inauguration Day. And I do believe he's going to ask for a lot of resignations, because once again, these people must be held accountable. Justice is definitely coming. But you could see that Trump and the Patriots, they have always known the 16-year plan, because actually this is connected to the World Economic Forum. And when you look at the World Economic Forum and you look at their site, they are talking about an era of shock events. So one of them is new global extremist groups are going to emerge. I think we're seeing that already. A cyber pandemic. That is going to happen. Yes, they have climate in there and many other things, but I think these two are one of the major two that we should be looking at. And of course, war. So Klaus Schwab's organization is promising civil unrest, economic collapse, World War III, and the evaporation of a nation. They will use all of the aforementioned fear tactics to drain the people of their power. The globalists are willing to batter the masses with a series of attacks that will act as a staunch warning that there is nowhere to run. The government will come in to save the day from the crisis they create. Now, again, Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that this is their plan. This is part of the 16-year plan. He's told us that we can expect World War III. We see the economy crashing. We see the open borders. We see the globalist extremist groups. We see ISIS now. We see Hezbollah. We see Hamas. We see all of this. So does Trump. And Trump said something very, very important, that he does not need the intelligence information from the NSA, from the CIA, from the FBI. He doesn't need any of this information. Why? Because he's getting his information other places. Take a listen.
At an intelligence services briefing when they become the nominee, are you getting those briefings now? There was some controversy about that.
Well, I could if I wanted them, but I don't want them because, number one, I know what's happening. They come in, they give you a briefing, and then 2 days later they leak it, and then they say you leaked it. So the only way to solve that problem is not to take it. I don't want it.
And this reminds me of Post 11. Key, military intelligence versus FBI, CIA, NSA. No approval or congressional oversight. State secrets upheld under Supreme Court. Who is the commander chief of the military? Trump. Under what article can the president impose military intelligence takeover? Investigations for three-letter agencies. What conditions must present itself? Insurrection? Why is this so very important? Who surrounds POTUS? They lost this very important power. The one area of the government not corrupt and directly serves POTUS. Who's serving POTUS? The military. This is why Trump continually mentions the real generals. Then Dan Scavino put out Trump. It says DNC 2024, and then after that it says Trump 38 times. So I do believe Dan Scavino is letting everyone know that we are going to be protected when Trump wins the election and as we approach the election. It says four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is this relevant? To prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during this transition, Russia, China, or conversely, all for North Korea or all three. Think logically about the timing of everything happening. Note increased military movement. Note National Guard deployment starting tomorrow. Note false flags. Follow Huma. Prepare messages of reassurance based on what was dropped here to spread on different platforms. The calm before the storm. And I do believe that things are being put into place by the military to protect the people when we go down this path. And once again, military intelligence is above the clown intelligence. This is why Trump is not accepting it. Plus, he knows it's going to be leaked out and he knows it's going to be false information. So once again, Trump now is in control of the situation. And I do believe as we go down this path, yes, it's going to get dark. Yes, it's going to look scary. It's going to look like Trump is not in control. He's not doing anything. But again, this is optics. Optics are very, very important. Obama plays the optic game. Trump plays the optic game. I do believe Trump plays it a lot better than Obama. Trump has already taken control of the country. And the deep state players, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get it back. But it's too late because the people are awake. And more people are going to wake up as we get closer to the presidential election, which means once Trump has the people, which we're almost there, and he has the military, the counterinsurgency is complete, which means the deep state is screwed. And that's when they're going to go all out after the elections. They're going to try before the elections, and they're going to go crazy after the elections. But don't worry. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.